Hey folks, it's Jesse. We're hard at work on a batch of new fall episodes for you. So this week, we're resharing an episode with food writer Tammy Teclamariam, whose recipe for meatballs will drastically up your protein game. Because meatball is life, right? Have a listen.
I'm Tammy Teclamariam. I'm diner at large at New York Magazine and Grub Street, where I write a newsletter called The Year I Ate New York, which is a weekly sort of installment about me eating out in New York City. But when I'm not eating and drinking in my free time, one of my biggest passions and hobbies is my perfume collection. And it's become a thing that I can sort of use to clear my mind when I'm writing. But I also really like to read about perfumes. And one of my favorite things to do is read perfume reviews online, even of perfumes that I've never smelled. Because in the same way that reading a menu kind of sort of gets your appetite going for a certain meal, reading perfume reviews and reading people's sensual reactions to these things really makes you want to go out and smell that thing.
It's Jesse Sparks, and this is the One Recipe Podcast, all about that one recipe that pro chefs and great cooks turn to again and again. So imagine you're responsible for eating your way across all of New York City. That means sometimes eating as many meals as five or six a day. That's the life of Tammy Teclamariam. She's New York Magazine's diner at large, which means she's spending the entire year eating her way across the city and writing about it. Hey, Tammy, so good to have you on the podcast.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course, of course. I have been so excited to follow your career, all the impacts that you've had on the industry, and also all of the new things that you've been getting up to with this new gig. How's it been so far?
So far it's been really kind of intense, and it's been keeping me busy, but I've been having a blast so far.
That's amazing. And you've been eating alone at all these places, trying different restaurants. Have you had any like wackier, quirky experiences as you've been doing it?
Yeah. So a couple weeks ago for my newsletter, I wrote about an experience I had when I was sitting at the bar at a very swanky restaurant in Soho, an Indonesian French place called Wayan, which is run by Jean-Georges' son, Cedric Van Gerichten. And it was like already kind of hard to get in and just like very sultry and like super buzzy inside. And I'm just having a good time at the bar, having a couple cocktails, and I'm, you know, cutting into some octopus, and all of a sudden I hear, "Excuse me," and I turn around and it's this woman who had just cashed out and she was now leaving. She's sitting next to me and she said, "I love your evening." And I was like, "What?" Because it sounded like she was complimenting, like, my outfit or something. Like, when she said, like, "I love," like, I thought that she was going to, like, say something external. But she was, like, saying something about my night that I did not feel about it, which was that it was, you know, something, like, spectacular or astounding that I was just eating and drinking at the bar by myself. I just really started to think in that moment, you know, why is she saying this to me? Because I see lots of people having a good time here, but I don't know. I didn't really invite it. So I kind of got to write a little bit about sort of my feelings about being approached for being alone and, you know, how that's kind of worked out for me as diner at large so far.
You know, we all deserve medals of honor for just eating alone at a restaurant. I know right now you're visiting all these spots across New York City, but eventually you will be cooking again. So what is your one recipe?
Right. So this is definitely a recipe that I like to make because it's very easy to grab everything at the grocery store. It's got very few ingredients and it makes very economical use of everything that is required. And it is these pork meatballs with mint. And that's basically it. I mean, salt and pepper too. But really, the recipe for me goes just like a quantity of pork and about the same volume of chopped mint. And it's a great recipe because, you know, a lot of times people don't really cook with that much mint. So, you know, you buy it in this huge, you know, spinach sized bunch, and yet people aren't using it as thoroughly as they would use a bunch of spinach. But, you know, when I first tried it, I don't think I had ever really cooked with mint like that before either. But it turns into something else, you know, and it's not that sort of like sweet minty thing, but it's also not really that fresh minty thing that you would get from a raw mint either. It kind of cooks in and it becomes really savory with the pork, and especially the ground pork is a little bit fatty. So that kind of just like adds to the overall flavor combination. And it's just really good. I've tried it with other ground meats and it doesn't do the same thing.
So where were you first introduced to this recipe?
So this is a dish that I had for dinner one night in Berlin, and I was staying with this couple who were college friends with my cousin, who's a German guy, and I was just staying with them for a few weeks in their spare bedroom, just getting to walk around and live and hang out in Berlin for a while before I went to pastry school in France. So, you know, this was just like one dinner that Carmen whipped out. And I was pretty surprised at first. And a lot of times we'd have misunderstandings about what was going to be for dinner because of just translations. Like, I made pasta when I was there one time because they had just gotten a pasta roller. And I kept telling them, you need a special kind of flour. And I was saying, like, 00 flour. And they had no idea what I was talking about. Like, they didn't believe me. And so, like, they told me which fancy store to go to, like, where, like, the gourmet stuff was. So I went to Cadeve, and I brought back this flower. And they were like, oh, like, we thought you meant a flower, like a plant. And I was like, no, I meant flour like this.
Yeah.
But this wasn't a misunderstanding. It was just a lot of mint. And I was really surprised because, yeah, I had never seen somebody cook with that much mint where it was actually being cooked. But she chopped it up with a mezzaluna and mixed it up with the pork and fried up these meatballs. And we had them at dinner with their toddler in the high chair. He loved them. I loved them. And I have been making them since then.
So all around a crowd pleaser. So can we get into the nitty gritty real quick of this recipe? So what's kind of acting as the binder for these meatballs?
There is no binder. It's a pretty straightforward meatball. And maybe also just because there is so much mint in there, that contributes a lot of moisture as well as just like plant material. So they aren't tough at all. But then once again, also we're doing pork. So that's going to give you added fat to keep it juicy. The bits of mint are just flecked throughout, and you just brown them in a little bit of olive oil. I guess just, you know, don't touch them too soon to get a little bit of a crust. You know, I try to usually like rotate them to brown on like three solid sides of the sphere, and then, you know, just like jiggle the pan and like finish it off. And then, of course, you can top them with a little bit of yogurt that's thinned down with some lemon juice and even a garlic clove, optional, not optional, whatever. You can add some olive oil to make that richer if you want. But it's really just based on what you're feeling.
Well, it sounds like a dream combination, you and these minty pork meatballs. So, Tammy, thank you so much for making time. Thank you for coming on the show. It's been a joy.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Tammy Teklemerium is the diner at large at New York Magazine. You can find her column about her dining exploits on nymag.com. You can find her recipe for minty pork meatballs at Instagram at the.one.recipe and at theonerecipe.org. APM Studios executives in charge are Lily Kim, Alex Schaffert, and Joanne Griffith. Beth Perlman is our executive producer. The One Recipe was created by Sally Swift and Erica Romero. This week's episode was made for you by producer Erica Romero, associate producer Ren Farrell, technical director Johnny Vince Evans, and digital producer James Napoli. Sally Swift is our managing producer. I'm Jesse Sparks. Go make some magic this week.
I just feel like we are surrounded in this world by bullshit.
So how can you know what's real and what's not? Science passes. That's how. We answer questions like, does anti-aging skincare actually work? And what is your true personality type? And to answer these questions, we don't use opinions. We dive into the scientific studies, talk to the experts, and put it in a podcast that I know you are gonna love. Listen to Science Versus on Spotify.